This is the Crosby Clooney Show, number 405, for Friday, September 15th, 1961.
Bing and Rose. Ooh-wee. That sounds like a powerhouse duo, doesn't it, Rosie?
A twosome to be reckoned with.
I reckon you're right, Miss Maysville, Kentucky. I reckon we're off. Buddy, let's go.
Just you, just me. Let's find a cozy spot where we can cuddle and coo. Just us, just we. I've missed an awful lot, and my trouble is you. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination, just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful you.
Kid, take your best shot.
There was a young mother named May who welcomed her kids home from play with Sara Lee cake for a cool summer break. No wonder they run all away.
Goody.
You like it?
Goody, goody gumdrop. And here's another version, special for the ladies. There was a young wife named Gay who pampered her husband each day. With Sara Lee cake for a cool summer break, she got her new mink coat right away.
Hey, that might work, especially with Sara Lee cream cheesecake. It's a favorite with most men.
What makes it taste so special, Rosie?
Sara Lee's skill, and because it's made with the freshest real cream cheese and other fine ingredients.
You know what I like? I like that crunchy graham cracker crust.
And that special surprise topping.
You're making me so hungry.
With Sara Lee cream cheesecake, you can enjoy really delicious cream cheesecake as often as you want, oven fresh from your freezer. Like all Sara Lee cakes, it's completely baked, ready to serve and enjoy. Merrily, merrily, only Sara Lee tastes so good.
Rosie, you have a merry sparkle in your eye. What are you fixing to do?
Well, Ken, I'm just in the mood to mix up some emotions.
Should I run out for a bowl and a spoon?
No. All I need to stir up these emotions is Buddy Cole and his mixed-up musicians.
What's the title of the song?
Mixed Emotions, like I practically said.
Oh, that clears everything up.
When it comes to loving you, I know I shouldn't like the things you shouldn't do. But if you were perfect, it wouldn't be the same. To a tiger is not a tiger if he's tame. But when you're near me, I am happy just alone with you. But when you're far away from me, I'm awfully blue. You're the bitter and the sweet combined. So what am I to do? I have mixed emotions over you. Thank you.
bitter and the sweet combined. So what am I to do? I have mixed emotions over you.
Rosie, did you know that nowadays women who wear glasses, at least some of them, have a whole wardrobe of glasses?
You mean different frames and different styles of glasses?
That's right. And, of course, due to the fact that women have become eyeglass conscious and so style conscious in their eyeglasses, the men have followed right along.
Just keep following along there, men. We're glad to know where you are. And if you're following us, you're on the right track, may I say?
You may.
Well, personally, I don't see what's the sense of all this fancy eyeglass bit. You just wear glasses to see with, don't you?
Sure, but other people see you when you have them on, so why not vary them and dress them up a little?
I stand corrected. More or less.
I accept your more or less apology.
Well, they claim that the average woman has 3 5/10 pairs of glasses, and the average man averages 1 7/10.
You're lagging, men.
That's obvious. Always has been, in fact, that the women are more fashion conscious than the men.
Oh, yes, and some women have jeweled frames for evening wear, rather reserved, conservative ones for the office, and various colored frames for different costumes and different outfits.
That's a sensible, chic attitude, the only way to go. And you say that men are following along this way of thinking, huh, Ken? They change their glasses with a change of outfit, too.
That's right. You wear a brown suit, you should wear brownish, you know, maybe tortoiseshell glasses with that outfit. And if you wear a dark suit, you should wear black rims.
Oh, it's that important, is it? Mm-hmm. What about a seersucker suit?
Oh.
What are you going to do?
You wouldn't wear tan shoes with a blue suit, would you?
I would. Consistently. But of course, that has nothing at all to do with the dictates of fashion.
Don't buck the tide, Bing.
I think I'll get a monocle with a neon frame.
That'd be good.
Telescopic lens.
Oh, you could run George Jessel out of town with a monocle like that.
You know I could. I'm as style conscious as the next guy once I'm aroused. You get me started, I'll go.
Hey, look. Buddy Cole is peering over his eyeglasses at the moment.
So he is. What, I wonder, has he in mind? Rosemary and I are out in an album now called How the West Was Won. It's a big album. Lots of wonderful folk songs, western songs, all sorts of sentimental songs, novelty numbers and whatnot. We'd like to do one right now called Crossing the Plains. You ready, Rosie?
Sure. Got the mules hitched and everything.
Come all you Californians, I pray open wide your ears.
If you are going across the plains with stubborn mules or steers,
remember beans before you start, likewise bad beef and ham.
Beware of venison, dang the stuff, it's oftentimes a ram.
Crossing the plains, crossing the plains, crossing over the plains. You must buy 2 revolvers, a bowie, knife, and belt.
Says you, old fella, now stand off, or I will have your pelt.
The greenhorn looks around about, but not a soul can see.
Says he, there's not a man in town, but what's afraid of me?
Crossing the plains, crossing the plains, crossing over the plains.
You shouldn't shave, but cultivate your down and let it grow. So when you do return, we'll be soft and white as snow.
Your lovely Jane will be surprised, your ma will begin to cook. And the greenhorn to his mother will say, how savage I must look.
Oh, well, now,
crossing the plains, we'll all go crossing the plains, crossing over the plains.
When you arrive at Placerville or Sacramento City,
you've nothing in the world to eat, no money, what a pity.
Now, your strapping pants are all wore out, which causes people to laugh.
When they see you gaping around the town like a great big brindle cat.
Come along, we're crossing the plain.
Come along, we're crossing the plain.
Come along, we're crossing over the plain.
Come along,
come along, come along, we're crossing the plain.
Come along, we're crossing the plain. Come along, we're
crossing over the plain.
Let's see now, Rosie. We still got time for a couple more songs. I shall lead off then, Rosie. And then you'll follow with your choice.
Once on a treetop tall, a little bird sang out the sweetest song I ever heard. Chee chee oh chee, it sang to me so merrily. Chee chee oh chee, the little birdie on the tree. Life's such a lovely thing, it seemed to say. If you will only sing your cares away. Chee chee oh chee, so merrily it went along. Chee chee oh chee, so happily his little song. And so I sing, chee chee oh chee, this happy, happy little thing. If you feel blue, sing chee chee oh chee, and you can be as happy too.
Miss Rosie, an automobile sponsor.
That's news to me, Mr. C. How so?
This copy here talks about a cushioned, smooth ride. Ever tell you, Rosie, about the old Stutz Bearcat I had back in... Ooh?
Never mind. This cushioned, smooth ride describes the performance of Traverse Draperies when hung on Eastern's Duo Trax Traverse Rod.
Duo Trax? Oh, now I know why my Stutz rode so rotten. It didn't go on tracks. Tell me, Rosie, what's so great now about the Duo Trax?
Unlike ordinary single-track rods, the Duo Trax gives each drapery panel its own separate track for unfailing, jam-proof action every time. Remember how you talked to your Stutz when it wouldn't go?
Tut-tut, we're on the air, Rosie.
Relax, Bing. The way draperies zip along with Eastern's patented Duo Trax, you'll have only words of praise for this finest of Traverse rods, guaranteed for 5 years. Folks at your local department or drapery store, get the Duo Trax as well as a complete line of drapery hardware by Eastern Products Corporation of Baltimore, featuring a rod for every purpose, every purse. For the name of your nearest dealer, call this station.
hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. If you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Well, Rosie and I are going to stroll along now, folks.
But we'll return Monday, same time, same station.
Have a good weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
A memorable magazine phrase hailed the creation of United Fund and Community Chest campaigns as putting all your begs in one asket. Well, these great campaigns help so many agencies, serve your community so widely, and cost so little. Nobody needs to be reminded what good can come of supporting this annual campaign. The time is now for giving the United Way.